Hello, I'm Tom Hines. I'm Countryside Officer with the Northern Devon Coast and Countryside Service. Coppicing is a very traditional management technique for English woodlands. It's thought to have originated 6,000 years ago, but went into decline from the late 18th century onwards, when coal became a more important fuel than wood. The word copse comes from the word coppice, which in turn comes from the French word to cut. Woodland managers can produce a regular income through coppicing compartments within woodlands, called coops, every 7 to 25 years. Hazel is the ideal wood for coppicing, though willow, ash and oak all work well. The wood from coppicing is ideal for hurdles, gates, tool handles and thatching spars. Carrying out coppicing has huge benefits to wildlife. After an area has been coppiced, there is a sudden increase in the amount of light reaching the woodland floor, and this allows germination of wildflower seeds that were previously dormant. These flowers, in turn, attract many insects, including fritillary butterflies. Along the Tarka Trail, we've been carrying out coppicing to manage the edge of the trail to benefit wildlife and to keep some views out to the surrounding countryside. Every year we cut some compartments, and this allows a flush of flowers to grow up the following spring and summer.